This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big one coming up here tonight in the NFC North for first place. That's on the line from Soldier Field as the Bears will host the Minnesota Vikings. Let's go inside this game with a guy who formerly started at quarterback for the Chicago Bears, NFL analyst. You hear him on SiriusXM NFL Radio. He'll also be handling Bears post-game live with a number of others tonight after the game for Fox Sports Chicago and Fox 32. Jim Miller joining us this morning on the program. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here with you.
My pleasure, bud. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's start with the Chicago Bears. They might be 6-3. But it's tough to get a gauge in just how good that 6-3 is. Their best win probably is week 2 against the Seahawks. Do you think they're as good as their record indicates?
Yeah, I really do. I think this is a team that really towards the second half of this year is really going to start to turn it on. You know, defensively, they're logging just as many sacks as what they did a year ago. Obviously, the addition of Khalil Mack has really furthered that along. And just look at the turnovers. Right now, they're double-digit in turnovers, over 20. They score off of those turnovers, 89 points they've gained off of those turnovers and scoring points. That's number one in the league. And I think an offense that's kind of – it's surprising. You know, you listen to Matt Nagy. He says they only have about 40% of their offense in. There's a lot of volume to it. It's very verbose. But they've got the skill position players that really have been a good support system around Mitchell Trubisky. And really, Mitchell's the one pulling the trigger, and he just feels more comfortable. So I really think this offense can really start to take off here towards the second half of the year.
Give us the details behind what type of impact Khalil Mack has made on that defense and for that team since he was acquired.
He's been an impactful player. You know, you look at he even missed a couple of games. And you look at the sack totals of him, pretty much every game he's played in, he's made an impactful play, whether it's a sack, forced fumble, interception. You know, those type of things that really seem to be momentum changers for the Bears and something that they can feed off of. So he definitely has an impact when he's on the field, and everybody else is just kind of feeding off him because Khalil really challenged all his teammates. Hey, I just made a play. Now I'm challenging you to make a play. And everybody has responded, whether it's Eddie Jackson, whether it's the linebackers and Roquan Smith or Danny Trevathan, whether it's a Kyle Fuller who's been playing tremendous. I think he's going to be a Pro Bowler at the cornerback spot. But every player has responded to that challenge of Khalil Mack.
Former NFL quarterback, Bears analyst Jim Miller joining us this morning on the show as the Bears will host the Vikings tonight for first place in the NFC North. Let's talk about Mitchell Trubisky at this point in time. He's been certainly better this year as we've seen some growth. Where do you assess where he is now at this point in his career and what he's done this season?
I think he's done really well. People forget, you know, everybody's trying to compare him to a Patrick Mahomes, and it's really not a good comparison because Mitchell is a much more green player. He only played 13 starts at North Carolina before the Bears traded up to number 2 to draft him. And then, you know, unfortunately for him, he's thrust into the starting role week 12 last year and what really was an anemic offense and what the Bears brought to the table. And then, of course, Matt Nagy's brought in. And it's a whole new system. Obviously, this is a married system with Andy Reid and the West Coast and then all the RPO principles from college football. And one of the reasons Matt Nagy brought in Mark Helfrich as his offensive coordinator from Oregon. So you look at it, it's kind of a, you know, an infusion, or I should say a hybrid offense that's built between two offenses that really take advantage of what Mitchell does well. He's a really good athlete. Runs well with the football. I don't think people even know he's second to Cam Newton in terms of his rushing totals for quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think now things are starting to slow down for him. You can really see him processing the information, going through his reads. He's been much better the past couple weeks, even last week, throwing for over 350 yards against the Lions and obviously a couple of touchdowns. So he is a much more settled quarterback, and I expect good things moving forward for Mitchell.
Jim Miller joining us this morning here on the show. Trubisky earlier this week said, it's a great vibe around the building now. The culture has definitely changed. There's a better vibe around the city and how people view the Bears. He also said that he's the right guy in charge, talking about Coach Nagy. Do you think that was a veiled shot at John Fox? We never quite knew if they had a good relationship or not.
I think it had just kind of grown stale with John Fox. And here's the reason why. Not that he's not a terrific coach, because certainly he hired the right people and Vic Fangio to run the defense. And even last year, the Bears had over 40 sacks defensively. But I think offensively, they were stuck in the mud. You know, ironically, here, John Fox, he came from Denver where they ran a wide-open offense with Peyton Manning, who Peyton really convinced him, say, hey, let's go shotgun and chuck it all over the lot. And John Fox kind of went back to his conservative ways, really wanted to ground and pound it, not really throw the football all that much. They were not an exciting offense, and they really couldn't dictate anything to anybody out there, any defense out there. It was more of a they dictate to us, and the Bears just weren't imaginative enough and didn't have the weapons to really attack teams last year defensively. So I think Mitchell overall, I think he respects John, but I don't think John felt that young Mitchell was really ready to play and carry the offense a year ago, as he only was a rookie. And he really, you know, it's hard to trust a rookie who, 9 times out of 10, more rookies are going to turn over the football and cost you games rather than be making big plays, getting you big wins to save your job, which unfortunately wasn't the case last year in Chicago.
If the Bears are to beat the Vikings tonight, what's the single most important thing they need to do?
I just think for them to stay grounded. You know, I think they got to realize the hard work that has taken to get to this point, continue to play as a team. And that's one thing I really enjoy about covering this team is they play together. They stick up for one another. Even Cody Parkey last week missing 2 extra points and 2 field goals. There wasn't a chink in the armor. Every one of his teammates came to his defense, and they're ready to back up their teammate. And so I think, you know, like we always say, you know, you're only as strong as your weakest link, and this team stays together. That's really a tribute to Matt Nagy and how he's got this group fighting for one another, and while they feel that they can pull this off winning the NFC North.
Because it's Nagy's first season, because Trubisky is so young, because it's year number one of Khalil Mack, does this feel like they're a year ahead of schedule in terms of being able to compete at the top of that division?
Yeah, I really do. I think they would even, you know, modestly tell you that they feel it's ahead of schedule. You know, I think most people thought, hey, realistically, hey, can Nagy come in, be a 6-10 team? If you're 8-8, that strides forward from, you know, back-to-back, you know, terrible seasons where you only got 3 wins. And so I do think they feel they're ahead of schedule. And now why it's there for the taking, it's always that kind of why not us? Why can't we do this? We're playing at a high level. We're playing really well defensively. We're starting to score points offensively. And Mitchell Trubisky, he'll take them as far as he can guide them. It's really about him managing his mistakes in a wide-open offense that Nagy brought to the table.
Jim Miller, former NFL quarterback. He handles, along with a number of others, the postgame tonight after the game. Bears postgame live, Fox 32 and Fox Sports Chicago. You'll also hear him on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Jim, great stuff, man. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, good to be with you. Thanks
you
again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.